This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Univision said that it was ending its relationship with the Trump Organization, that it will not air the Miss USA pageant on its network next month, and that it is severing ties with the Miss Universe organization because of Donald Trump's anti-Mexican, anti-immigration remarks in announcing his run for president. The failure of South Africa's national police force to control its officers or come up with a plan to handle a surge of angry protesters led to the killing of 34 striking miners 3 years ago, according to a report issued by that government. Many of those who stood to lose subsidies had the Supreme Court ruled differently on Obamacare and liked their insurance, which would have proved unaffordable without them, are Southern working-class whites, on whom Republicans tend to rely for support. About 61% of the people who would have become uninsured are white, according to an Urban Institute analysis in January, and about 62% live in the South. European Union leaders agreed to relocate 40,000 refugees from Italy and Greece to other EU countries over the next 2 years in an effort to share the burden of a growing migrant crisis. A taxi strike in France is the latest in a series of challenges confronting Uber, the San Francisco-based transportation service, in a number of countries in which it operates. It's faced strong resistance in Europe over the past year, particularly in France. The French government is blocking expansion for a cheap version called Uber Pop. Students involved in anti-governmental protest in Burundi in some cases managed to escape the police by scaling the walls to the U.S. Embassy there. In a 5-4 vote written by Justice Kennedy, same-sex marriage was made a national basic right in the United States. The Vatican has recognized the Palestinian state as a country. The owners of the Waldorf, New York's largest union hotel employer and a well-known iconic hotel, have reached a record deal with that union in which the hotel could pay almost $149 million in severance packages to its employees over the next 2 years. The average payout would be more than $142,000, with a handful of employees eligible for more than $300,000. One worker is walking away with $656,409.68. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.